We find many people who can't understand. We are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land, and this feels like heaven too. Hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. This is like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land, and this feels like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand us yet. Oh, you see, we're filled with the Spirit. There isn't a doubt, and this feels like heaven. Hallelujah, this is like heaven to me. This is like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land, and this is like heaven to me. Heard of sweet music, that heavenly chord, glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this is like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven. Heaven. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land, and this is like heaven to me. Hallelujah, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land, and this is like heaven to me. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Let's sing that again. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Oh, let's praise Him. I've been delivered by His grace. Thank you for deliverance. All the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. There is a big change in, big change in me. I am so happy, I am so free. Took me out of bondage and to liberty. Oh, 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 there is a change, big change in me. I am so happy, I am so free. Took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me. Hallelujah. I am under that rock that's higher than high. Jehovah, hide me. I am under that rock. Go tell my enemies I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me. I am under that rock. I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than high. you guide me, I am under that rock. Go tell my enemies, I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me.
Amen.
One more song.
I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. I'm on my way. Salvation is free. Why don't you come? Salvation is free. Why don't you come? Salvation is free. Why don't you come? I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Once again, to stand before you and share with you the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. The pastor was telling me that he's going with quite a number of brothers, and the church will be almost empty. I say, no, it's not a problem, because in Limerick and Galway, where I'm going, there's no one.
Amen.
So. I'm going and trying to find a soul there.
Amen.
So it's already a big number here.
Amen.
Amen. So we are used to preach to two people, one people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people. So God has prepared us in all conditions. Amen.
Amen.
But the most important thing is the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Where two or three are together in my name, I am among them. Amen.
Amen.
And we believe that he's here tonight.
Amen.
He's going to speak to us. Amen. Let's open our Bible in John chapter 8. Do you love the Lord? John chapter 8, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, humbly we bow before your presence with reverence, Lord, believing that you are here and your angels around. Oh Lord Jesus, please can you come down and take control of all the audience, Lord. And particularly of me, Lord. I want you to take control so that you put me aside.
Amen.
And speak to your people, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we invite you, Lord, to come and take this word we are going to read and quick them to our heart, Lord.
Amen.
So that when we go out of this place, we'll be changed people, Lord.
Amen.
We believe that you take control of everything as we read this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 8. Then 31 and 32 verse. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. Indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. May God bless his word.
Amen.
I want to continue with the subject we were talking about in during the Easter meeting, I think. So, on the soul.
Amen.
As you know, that's my favorite subject.
Hallelujah.
And I don't think that I'll... finish it very soon. As I go through it, discover more things, deeper things from the word. Amen.
Amen.
One thing with we believers, message believers, we took too much things lightly,
yes.
You know. But if we can consider closely what God has brought to us through this message, you see that we are blessed people. We have everything that anyone needs.
Amen.
In this world and the world to come.
Amen.
And when the prophet said, you are the bride, the church is living under a privilege.
Amen.
It's true.
Amen.
Because considering when you look to things we have, you can't just believe what God has given to us in this age. And sometimes you see that the people in this world, they are more smart than us, the way they take their things seriously. The prophet said this. We can say to the Pentecostal brethren, well, what we got back yonder when our forefathers got it 50 years ago. Don't never look backward, look forward. Keep looking forward.
Amen.
Science don't do that.
Amen.
Science is going to find God before the preacher
Amen.
Does.
Amen.
If we don't watch in his researches, That's right. Amen. So you see, yes. The prophet is showing that science is going to find God before us.
Yes.
And if we look closely to what science is trying to do now, they're breaking into the laboratory of God. And they don't stop from searching, researching. And God calls you spiritual scientist. And as the natural scientists are doing the researches, we should also be spiritual researchers, doing our spiritual researches to find God. Amen. And he said, science is doing, has brought man further with his five senses than we preachers have done with the soul of the believers. Which the soul is higher or greater than the five senses.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So we see that with the soul, as the prophet shows, we can do more than what science is doing.
Yes. Amen.
Because till now, they can't create life. They are unable to find life.
Amen.
They are able to put life in something. They are just destroying life. They are hybridizing it. But they can't create. But in this age, a man spoke the word.
Amen.
And squirrels were created.
Amen.
This is what you can do with your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that's why I want to emphasize on the soul, the most important thing in the life of anyone is his soul.
Amen.
The most important thing. And we have to come, all of us, to the realization of this, that the most important thing in your life is your soul. When you realize, you must come to a point where you do with your soul exactly what you are doing with your body.
Amen.
You are so conscious with your body.
Amen.
So conscious.
Amen.
You dressed it. You feed it. You wash it.
Amen.
You care for it. I can say you are communing every moment, every minute with your body.
Amen.
And if you come to realize that your soul is the most important thing, you'll commune more with your soul than your body.
Amen.
But the thing is, through the fall, when we were lost, we forgot. We lost the consciousness of who we are. We are confused today with who we are. We are not sure. We took ourselves as bodies, as flesh. That's why you see we cling too much to the flesh. Because we think that this is me. This is me. And when something happened to this body, straight away it happens to me. And I'm ready to do whatever it can take to protect this body.
Yes.
And no one wants to die. Who wants to die to you? No one. Why? Because you love or you like this body so much. I was with a friend of mine. We're in the room and facing a mirror, and he got small white area in there. So we're looking in the mirror, And he said, "Oh, Brother Joseph, we're getting old. Huh? This is traumatizing. This is traumatizing." I said, "Not for me. I'm ready to go. I know that if the Lord wants me to go, now I'll go. If he still wants to use me, he'll use me. But nothing can traumatize me. Are you with me?" So just to show you, this is a preacher. Traumatizing. He said, "It's traumatizing." If a preacher can say that, what about a believer? Sometimes we don't really mean what we preach. We say it, but from the heart, you see how we react. Just check how you react with your body. But Jesus said here, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And God is not like us. He doesn't say things just to say. He's not like us. We say things without sense, just to say. But when God says something, he means it. If he says it will set you free, it means we are slaves. We are slaves. How can he set us free if we are not bound? We are not in bondage. Sometimes we don't even understand when we preach about Jubilee. That is freedom. But Jesus said, "You'll know the truth. When you know the truth, you are free." Every time you know the truth about something, you become free. Are you with me? So if Jesus could say that we are, the truth will set us free. It will set us free from what? If we are slaves, slaves of what? When we sinned, we became slaves. And God, Jesus came, he said he'll set the captive free. That was a promise. And he came to do it. And Israel was thinking that it was setting them free from the Romans. Carnal-minded. They didn't understand why God sent Jesus. They thought that his kingdom is an earthly kingdom. It was not. One of the things that God will set us free is this. The prophet saying in the token. He said this. Now, remember, Hebrews 13, 10, 20. Everlasting covenant. Speaking about everlasting covenant. God's blood-bound promise makes us free from sin. Amen? Amen? There is no sin in him. Makes us free from sin, self, flesh. Can you say amen? Amen. So, the blood of God will make us free from what? Sin, self, and flesh. So we are slaves. We are caught here in this flesh. We are not free in this body. But sin has perverted our way of thinking. And we are so happy being in this body that we don't want to leave it. For no reason. Are you with me? We are so used to it and we want it to live eternally. But God will come and make you free from sin, self, and flesh. I'll come to show you that all these three things goes together.
Amen.
Go together. You can't speak about sin without speaking about self. And you can't speak about self without speaking about flesh.
Amen.
So they are together.
Amen.
That's why God has to set us free. And he said again, in the token again, preaching 64, the other one was in 63. Then he said, God's blood bound promises makes us free from sin and self. We want to talk about that. You'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Before you realize, before you become free, you must first realize that this body is not you. You must know exactly who you are. You must know the truth about who you are.
Amen.
You are not this body. You are not this body. When, once you realize it, you understand it, you become conscious of it, this body will lose its effect or its impact on you.
Amen.
You become free just by knowing
Amen.
That you are not this body.
Amen.
And only the word of God can show you that you are not this body.
Amen.
As he said, they never will, but we know that we are animal life. This is a prophecy. We are animal life. We are plant life out of the earth. As I was saying the other day at our sister, dear sister's funeral, we are a bunch of 16 elements of the earth, of cosmic light and petroleums. Speaking about the body, 16 elements. I'll try to give them, name them for you. 16 elements of the earth mixed with some cosmic light and some petroleums. And the things put together. We were here when God spoke and said, let there be. Our bodies were here. But something, a mastermind developed us into what we are now. Met us with hands and arms and so forth, not to destroy us, but we might live forever. Sin done the destroying, and he who made us without having any idea of being here, he made us and brought these things together and made us what we are now.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So the prophet showed that this body of us is made up of 16 elements. Calcium, chromium, copper, lozine, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, molybdenum, fluoride, oxygen, hydrogen, and sulfur. 16 elements. And you know that I work sometimes for the mines. And these things, some of those things, you find them in the mines. That are minerals. And when we get them out, they are just dust. Dust. And sometimes they stink. Not nice to look at. Just dust. And some of them are very dangerous for your health when you inhale them. But when you look at that dust, rubbish thing, and a mastermind came, engineered all those minerals together to make you in who you are. And you can boast of your beauty. Just dust. Can you say amen? We must be thankful to the Lord. How we can take a dust, some dust from the earth, some dirty things, and put it together. A master mind. You see? A master mind intelligence. Amen. And he made you in who you are. Not to die, but to live forever. Not to destroy you, but to live here forever. Amen. But sin came and made the destroying. Amen? Amen. So you were, as I'm saying, you are not this body. Because this body is just dust, which was engineered by a mastermind to make that body we are looking at. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't forget mastermind. Huh?
Amen.
What difference is there between body, soul, and spirit? I've read it to you. I'll read it again and again and again until it sinks. What is the difference between body, soul, and spirit?
Amen.
The bride must come to that point to make the difference between the body, soul, and spirit. So the body is the flesh that you look at that must rot. Ah. It was born by sexual desire of father and mother. It must rot. It's not good. Therefore, in the new birth, in the resurrection, when you are brought forth again in your new body, it will be God's creative power that will speak like it did to Adam, and you'll come forth. Amen. Once again, when you die, you go back to dust. Can you say amen? You go back to dust. But one day, the same word will speak again. The same word that God, that intelligence, that mastermind intelligence, it will bring all those elements, the 16 elements of you. Can you say amen? And remodel it again into new body. And that one will never die. Because that was the way of you coming here. But the devil came and perverted the way we have to come here, and God has to destroy this body before he remake it again. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And he said it's a resurrection, not a replacement. So those 16 elements we quoted, they were here when God spoke, let it be. Your body were here. So God will come back to those 16 element. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And make a new body from those 16 element of you. Not a new recreation of something, but a resurrection. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? But this one, which comes through sexual desire, must be destroyed. And this is the one that's giving us trouble now. Job said, I'll have a desire. He'll speak and I'll answer him. Now, the body is what you look at. So you look at the body of my brother, my sister, but you are not looking at my sister.
No.
Looking, you are not looking at my brother.
No.
Looking at the body. You never saw him. So every time you judge him according to what you are looking, you are making a mistake.
Amen.
You are judging someone else, something else.
Amen.
You never saw him. How can you judge him?
Hallelujah.
How can you condemn someone you never saw?
Amen.
Oh, he did this. He did it not. He didn't do.
Amen.
The body did.
Amen.
Not him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Him is caught up.
Amen.
He's trapped.
Amen.
It's not him. So you must be able to make the difference between him and the body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now the body is what you look at. The spirit is what controls you. Your soul is the motive of that spirit. Or the nature of that spirit. The soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. So, I want again to repeat to you that you are not your body. You are not. And the prophet will show it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Please explain the difference between the spirit and the soul. Well, now, that's a hard one. But the first thing you are, a triune being. A triune being. Just like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's three titles going to one person, which is Jesus Christ. And your soul and body and spirit. But it takes those three to make you. With just one of them, you are not you. It takes the three to make you. Like I said the other day, this is my hand. This is my finger. This is my nose. This is my eyes. But who's me? Who's me that this belongs to? It's what on the inside of me that the intelligence. The soul is the intelligence. The intelligence in you, it's not your brain. Science is confused. They're talking about the brain, your incredible brain. And so on. No, the brain doesn't have intelligence. The intelligence is the soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That infusing, that anointing the brain.
Amen.
But the brain is not the intelligence. Because once the soul is out, that brain stops working.
Right.
It stops operating. When you say that your brain is the most important thing, it's like someone saying that the software in the computer is the most important thing.
No.
The most important thing in a computer is a processor.
Amen. Amen.
That the heart, that the soul
Amen.
Of the computer. Once you take the processor out, your software is nothing. Once you take the soul out,
Hallelujah.
The brain stop working.
Amen.
The heart stop working.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the brain can be sick, can be dead, but the soul is still working.
Amen.
It will keep the body alive.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But not the other way around.
Amen.
So your soul is the life, the energy,
Amen.
The force, the power
Amen.
That infuses all your being.
Amen.
That's why when God created man in Genesis 1, but when he came to Genesis 2, he said there was no man. It looks like a contradiction. Genesis 1, he created a man in his own image. He blessed him and he gave him dominion. He never gave dominion to the earthly man in Genesis 2. Check your Bible. But he gave dominion to the man in his own image. And the man in the second Genesis 2 is not in the image of God. But the man, the first man in Genesis 1 is the one who's in the image of God. That's your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's your soul. And in Genesis 2, he said, there was no man to till the soil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
There was no man to till the soil.
Amen.
And then God, check your Bible. He never said created. He said he formed.
Amen.
He took the soil, he formed.
Amen.
That's a formation.
Amen.
But Genesis 1 is a creation.
Amen.
Spoken word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this one is formed. So don't be attached too much to forms. All forms passed away. That's why he said everything you see are temporal. But the unseen are eternal. Can you say amen? So before this body appeared, you were there. Can you say amen? You were there before this body. You will be there after this body. So don't get stuck to this body, please. Don't let yourself trapped into this body. You are higher, greater than this body. Once you know that, your life starts changing. Even when you will be sick, you'll know that this is not me. My body, something that belongs to me is sick. Oh my, when your shirt is dirty, you don't become sick because your shirt is dirty. It's just something that belongs to you. And once it's dirty, you know what to do to wash it. Can you say amen? You don't start complaining, crying, and once you know that this body is not you, and once it's sick, you know what to do. Speak the word, clean it. Hallelujah. Call up the same intelligence that made it up, this body. Tell it to correct, to repair. Yes, Brother David, to fix it. There is a chief physician, chief mechanic, who made this body. He knows how it works. You just go to the mechanic. Take the body to the garage. Take your car to the garage. You don't. When you start complaining and crying, you think that you'll fix your car? Crying and what doesn't fix your car? When you know that your car is broken down, you know what to do. Can you say amen? Same thing with your body. When it's broken down, you know who to contact. Who to speak to. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. He knows exactly. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the story of this man? I don't know. In America. He got his Ford, I think, broken down on the road.
Yes.
Then he see someone stop, come and say, can I help you, dear? Are you a mechanic? They say, no, but I know something about this. So, how can you fix it with a tie and what? A mechanic that doesn't look like you. Say, but let me try. And the guy opened the boot and just touched a small thing. And he said, start. And the guy started the car.
Amen.
I said, who are you? So he gave him the business card. He said, no, when you're in town, come and pay me a visit. So the guy didn't even time to look at the card. And once in town, he remembers, let me go and see that guy and thank him again. So he went. It was a big company, Ford. They said, I want to see this man. This is Mr. Ford.
Hallelujah.
Himself. Where did you meet him?
Hallelujah.
So the guy understands. I see now. Why? He fixed the car so quickly. He's the owner. Can you say amen?
Amen?
If your Ford is broken down, don't take it to the Mercedes owner. Take it to the one who makes Ford. Can you say amen?
Amen?
We know also that we got someone who make us. I know a maker. Hallelujah. He knows my name. Can you say amen? And he sees every tear that's falls. Can you say amen? And he hears me when I call. I know that maker. Hallelujah. Stop complaining. Oh my body, I said, oh no man. This is not you. Can you say amen? You see why Jesus said, you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. He said this. The soul is the nature of that spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it does not do anything. It changes, converted your spirit to a different soul. That soul is a different nature that's on that spirit. So the soul is the nature of your spirit. Your brain is not your intelligence. Ah, this is a big brain. This is very intelligent. No, that's wrong. That's why the most intelligent people on earth are Christians. Because they got the soul of God. And this God is the infinite intelligence. Your brain is not your intelligence. It's your spirit that's in you. It's your intelligence. Your brain is a bunch of matter and cells and so forth. It has no intelligence in itself. My, this is very nice. I feel like jumping. So you say you got an intelligence in you. That coordinates, controls everything. So you must know that this body is controlled by an intelligence. And that intelligence made this body, engineered it without my consent. He never consulted me to ask me if I wanted to come. Which country I wanted to be born. And in which family. And which mother and father. He never consulted me. By his own intelligence. Master intelligence. He orchestrated everything. For his own pleasure.
Amen.
You have never been created for your pleasure.
Amen.
We are not here for our own pleasure. Don't look for your pleasure. No. You were created here for his own pleasure. So everything were created by him and for him. For you? Your body was created for you? You see why we make mistakes? We think it is my body. It's not your body. It belongs to someone. We are not our own. Can you say amen? We belong to him. So this intelligence created us without our consent. He never asked me which race I wanted to be a part of.
Yes.
He never consulted me to ask me if we want to be a black or white or yellow or blue. He just decided for his own pleasure. He never asked me if I want to be tall, thin, fat. You'll know the truth. It will set you free. How can you start suffering because of so-called or so-perceived default weakness on your body? It's just a body. It's not you. And you are not responsible. And you've never been created for me. For me to appreciate you. That no, you know, your size is the best. It's not my job. It's not my problem. I'm not a creator. I'm not a maker. I'm not even able to make a doll. Huh? So, how can you depend on my view to say if you are perfect or not? How do you allow me to tell you if your body is perfect? You must be like this. You must be like the Naomi Campbell. What? Who give him right or whoever to say this is a model? Model for who?
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ever you been ever be able to create a human being?
No.
So how can you say that this is a model? And Christians are convinced and believe those rubbish. William Branham says, Brother Graham Snelling, no, Graham Snelling is a old pastor, former pastor in Brantford. The first one he was working with before Brother Neville. And I think maybe they had some relationship. He was maybe his brother-in-law or something like that. Brother Graham Snelling, he went to have a church somewhere else. So Brother Graham Snelling asked Brother Branham about the microphone. So I think it was here, and then he brought it down. So he asked Brother Branham about it. He said, yes, sir. Yes, Brother Graham. That's the thing that I always good. Well, you know, Brother Graham and I work together so well. He's so tall, and I'm so short. So, before even he starts saying something, that Brother Snelling says, he picks up the low fruit, the low fruit, and I get all the high fruit.
Amen.
Brother Branham and congregation laugh. And Branham says, sometimes I have to have him shake some downs so it will fall for me.
Amen.
So this is the prophet speaking. We work together. He's so tall, I'm so short.
Amen.
And Brother Snelling put it very nice. He said, no, Brother Snelling picks up the fruit high. Those are the high fruits. And Brother Branham picks up those.
Amen.
There is no comparison.
Amen.
There is not here competition.
Amen.
There is not here despising.
Amen.
Today, even among the Christians, when someone is short, they insult him. Being short is an insult. How can you believe that? Yeah, the prophet is showing how. This is only Brother Snelling saying. But it makes sense. Why God makes some people tall, some short. There is a reason. We don't even want to ask him why he did some short, some. No, it's not our problem. He knows why. So people will, sorry to say this, will start suffering because of their size. Oh, you say size or height? I don't know. Excuse me, I don't know. It's height? Someone who's short, he starts suffering because he's short or she's short. And most sisters, then they'll go and pick up the shoes because they want to correct the height God gave them. Only because people think that when you are short, it's a curse. and you let yourself suffer, you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Are you with me? He's not speaking only about him and the brothers Snelling. Speaking about his own daughters. So when I was starting this agenda, I laughed because I saw that it's in my house too. Listen. Remind me of a little thing I usually tell of my two little girls. They are not so little now. They are pretty good-sized girls. But when they were little, one of them is Rebecca. She's the oldest. And Sarah, she's the little one. And Becky has blue eyes. And Sarah has brown. These are children of the same father. Are you with me? Same mother. But God gives to this one blue eyes. And this one, brown eyes. But they are both daddy's girls, you know. And so they wait up to see me come home. And they always love to see me. And so Becky's kind was kind of a tall, skinny sort of a girl. And Sarah was a little kind of a short, little bitty fellow. You see? Asna, she's taller than Chiron. Sometimes when we're traveling with Asna in the plane, then the steward and ask me, is she your wife? But they won't say that for Chiron. So you see, he even gives the example of Sarah and Becky. This one is tall, this one is short, but all of them are daddy's girls. So among us, you find fat people, short people, tall people, but all of them, children of God. Sometimes, what people say that it's better or being tall is better, it's sometimes wrong because they don't understand. But doctors start showing that short people live longer than tall ones. You see, when you start looking in that perspective, then you'll try to say, pray, oh Lord, make me shorter. Yeah, I even went and checked for fat. Fat people, they got many advantages compared to skinny people. So when you look things in that direction, then you'll start understanding why God made some fat, some tall, some skinny. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What I want to show you here, you should not limit your happiness, your joy, to your body.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And never try to compare yourself with anyone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The prophet said, look, like the bunch of Branhams, now he's talking in his own family. Like the bunch of Branhams, I've got 9 brothers. There are some fat and short. Some short. They are fat and short, tall and slim, and I am in between. They are different ones. Some blonde-headed and some black-headed and some none at all. And so I'm still Mr. In Between. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All of them, they are what? Branhams. Are you all of us, children of God?
Yes, sir.
So, brother, from this time, never compare yourself.
Amen?
Amen. You can't change anything.
Yes.
But what I want you to show is what? Why people are suffering because of their body. Or some, they might be boasting themselves because of what they think is a perfect body. It's just a perversion of mind. Because the devil has come to convince us that we are this body, but we are not.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
One of the mistake or the perversion of this of sin is that it has brings us to a point where we start identifying ourselves with our body. Taking care of your body, there is nothing wrong.
Amen.
Loving your body, taking care of it, amen? There is nothing wrong. But when that affects your sense of being,
amen,
then it becomes a problem.
Amen.
When you're suffering now because I am this, I have to lose weight to be. So until you lose weight, you won't be happy.
That's right.
That's a problem.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But taking care of your body, there is nothing wrong. Like your shirt, it can be dirty, you take care of it. But if you start shouting at your wife or your someone because it mess up your shirt, it becomes something that then there's a problem.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because you have come now at that point to identify yourself with that shirt.
Amen.
But you are not the shirt. If they bump your car, it's not you they've bumped. They've bumped the car. But if you start suffering because the car is bumped, that's a problem.
Amen.
You have come to identify yourself with the car.
Amen.
So everything that happened to the car, it happens to you. This is what Jesus said. You know the truth.
Amen.
The truth will set you free.
Amen.
Anything happens to your body, it's not you.
Amen.
That's why you can see now when they were insulting Jesus, he could not answer back with insult.
Amen.
You can understand now why he could forgive people.
Amen.
Because he knew that he is not the body they are insulting.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And whatever they were saying about the body, it doesn't touch Jesus at all.
Amen.
He came to put a difference between him and the body.
Amen.
Can you say amen? You know, when people come to a point where they think that they are what they are in the body, that's where the problems comes. That's when, you see, people who are light in complexion thinks that they are better than those are dark in complexion. Those competition comes when people identify themselves with their bodies. Are you with me? But if people understand that this body is just something that God gave me for a while to express himself in through this world, then they'll understand. How many coats you got? How many shirts you got? How many dresses you got? But tonight you came with another one of that of them.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And when you go back, you won't find it hard to take it out and put something else.
Amen.
So you change them as you want. Because you know they are your clothes.
Amen.
You are not clinging to them. If we see you Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, with the same clothes, we say, must take him to the psychiatrist. Now, we don't know what is happening now. Sister, brother, why are you not changing your clothes now? No, I like this one. Yeah, we know that you like, but why? This body too, when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have another one. Do you know that? Can you say amen? So if you see someone clinging to this body, he doesn't want to die. We take him where? So many of us must be taken to the psychiatrist. Eh? We are afraid. I don't know, I told you this. One of my trustees, the head trustee in Pointe Noire, while they're speaking about the Pope died, he resigned and they have to put in another one. So, an American will come out. So this trustee of mine, he didn't know what happened. So I told her, they got the Pope already. Where is he from? I said, no, from Argentina. He said, ah, praise God, we are still here. So you see, some of us want still to stay here. They don't want to go. Because the devil has deceived us so much that we start suffering. From today, you must know that you are not this body. Are you with me? You are not this body. A woman that beautiful, that beauty will fade just as sure. You give it a few years.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Like God or not, this beauty will fade. The strength of a young man, it will fade. I used to travel, brother. I'm still traveling, but not as I used. Because I was strong. I started going around the world preaching the gospel at 24 years old. And now I'm 50. So 26 going around. But I can tell you, now I feel the difference. Once on the plane, I start praying for the plane to land quickly. Because this body, you can feel it. That is going down.
Amen.
I'm no more that young man who used to go and... No. So this, the strength, the beauty, everything will fade away. So we are not this body. Because if you think that you are the body, the day it fades away, it slipped there, you stop there with it. I'll come to show you if God help us on Sunday, because I'm just introducing the subject of Sunday, that you understand why you decide yourself if you live forever or you won't live forever. You do it here. According to what you invest your soul. Because soul is life. When you attach it with something that stops somewhere, that life of yours stops there. But once, amen, connected with God, it go forever. So everything is decided here. So don't put trust in this body. It will disappoint you. I'm telling you the truth. It will disappoint you. One of these days. Amen. A woman that's beautiful, that beauty will fade just as sure. You give it a few years. You see? She's twisting down the street, some little half-dressed woman, sending more souls to hell than all the bar rooms in the country. That beauty will disappear. But did you know that well-formed little figure that God has given that girl may be rotten by this time next Sunday? That tall, dark, and handsome man may be nothing but just a pile of rubbish by next Sunday? That all perishes. But that on the inside, God's love lives forever. Watch the inside. Keep your eyes on that God. Can you say amen? So this will perish. The strength will perish. The beauty will perish. But in you there is something, brother and sister, which is the most important thing. That's why we should love one another. Because behind the form we are looking at, the forms, there is the same kind of life that keeps every one of us alive. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And God has put that kind of that life in us as a soul. So when you start considering people as souls, you respect them. You don't look them according to what they got, the money they have, the appearance. Are you with me? But you look them as souls. But how can you consider other people as souls when yourself, you don't know yourself as a soul? Because we don't know that we are souls, we take ourselves as bodies. That's why we are. Amen?
Amen.
Your body will get old someday. But your soul, your spirit will never get old. My.
Amen.
So you see, the same soul you have when you were a baby, it's the same soul you are still having now. Can you say amen? When you will be 100 years old, it will be the same soul. It doesn't get old. Can you say amen? My, this is a secret, a mystery. I like it. Can you say amen? Oh my. Don't be traumatized now. Even if you're getting bald, held it. All the air are going, brother. But the same baby who was born that day is still there. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't look to outside appearance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look to your soul. The beauty of your soul. You got something beauty in you. Beautiful. There is a beauty hiding in you. It's just waiting for you to recognize it. Amen.
Amen.
To realize.
Amen.
I'll show you how to do it.
Amen.
Very easy.
Amen.
Because you live with it every day. I don't teach you how to live. You live.
Amen.
You just live.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But we live unconsciously of the soul that's giving us that life. But what God now wants is you to reconnect consciously with your soul. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you will achieve more.
Amen.
When you are in contact with your soul. When you live from your soul, not from your body,
amen,
you become strong.
Amen.
No one can overcome you.
Amen.
When you work from your soul, you live from your soul.
Amen.
No one can touch there. Only God.
Amen.
Not even the devil can't touch your soul.
Amen.
So you become invincible.
Amen.
When you live according to your soul.
Amen.
Understand that.
Amen.
But if you look, you live according to your body, from your body perspective, then you'll see everything they'll say about you, you get cross. Once you see that, it means that you are functioning from your body. Are you with me?
Amen.
But when you function from your soul, brother, if I say you don't have money, but you are still living, you see that? Even if you don't have a car, but you are still living, can you say amen? That lie, that car doesn't give you life. It doesn't take life from you. Understand? So whatever can come or go doesn't touch your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when you sit, you go back and sit in your soul and start living from your soul, nothing can stand before you. Do you say amen? My. Your body will die. It will perish. That's right. But you got a soul that eternal. If you went down here to buy a bowl of soup and edit a spider in it and you'd sue the restaurant, you wouldn't eat it for nothing because you are afraid you are going to destroy this body, brother. Don't fear. Don't fear what can destroy the body. But who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell? That's what he said, Jesus. Can you say amen? So, if God can show us that our soul is not our body, it means that we are living a lie. I'm going to stop very soon. We are living a lie. A perversion. The devil has perverted us into thinking that this body is the most important thing. And whatever we do in this body, it's we doing it. And that's also a lie. I'm sorry. You can understand now why I say you never sin, you never done it to begin with.
Amen.
Why are you justified? Because once you disentangle yourself or you disassociate yourself with the body, whatever has happened in the body, it happened to you, but not you. You did it. May God help me to show you, understand this. Many things we think that we did, understand me, in this body, happened to us. So we took the happenings as the doing. Because if the body belongs to you and the body does something, you believe that the body is not you.
Amen.
Are you with me? It's not you. So whatever happened to the body happens. It's an happening. It's not you doing it.
Amen.
Because you as a soul, the part of God, you can't do that.
Amen.
Your soul. Are you with me?
Amen.
That's what the only thing you have to do is to disassociate. Disconnect yourself or to disidentify. To disentangle.
Amen.
With your body. Which is very difficult, but you have to.
Amen.
That's why I say you must deny yourself.
Amen.
You must deny yourself.
Amen.
You must deny. So yourself, you must deny. If yourself is who you are, to deny it is foolishness. If God can ask us to deny ourselves, and ourselves are who we are, then God is not serious. If God said deny yourself, he's showing there that self and me, we are two people, two different people. But two different people who got connected by accident. So he's asking this one, disconnect yourself. Refuse him. Divorce. Divorce. But if you divorce him, maybe you can try to come back again to him. But kill him. Die to yourself. Kill that husband of yours. Hallelujah. Tell him, you are not my husband. You are not me. I was married to you by accident. I was trapped in this. That's why I'm taking now myself, who I am, with myself. With my body. Don't forget, we say, sin, flesh, and self. Amen? But we start with flesh. Today, Sunday, we'll speak about self. Because, are you with me? Let me stop here. Let me read something, then I'll let you go. We'll continue on Sunday. Okay? He said this. Amen. Do you ready to negate yourself?
Amen.
Do you ready to negate yourself?
Amen.
Amen. When you negate yourself, then everything that happens to that self, it's not you. You become justified. And when God look at you, you never done it. It's that guy who did it. Can you say amen? And he allows it for a while because he wanted to play his drama, his plan of redemption. And now the time has come for your redemption. That's why he said, deny yourself. Come back. Amen. Into your position. Refuse whatever happened. It's not you. Can you say amen? For God, when he look at you, whatever you did, when you confess, you are clean. You are clean. I'm sorry to tell you this. It's the truth. I have to tell you. You have never done it. Once confessed, it's like a woman before she gets married, she confessed to her husband. If the husband says, I forgive you for God, she never done it. Whatever she has confessed, God cleans it. So when we are standing in the presence of God, we are clean. Can you say amen? Clean as the angels. But we must come to that point to understand that this is not me. This is my body. So I'm looking every sin that happened in this body, it's not me. Can you say amen? The body did it, not me. Not me. Me, I am the soul of God. The life of God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But by connection, oh my. But now, the time has come. Amen?
Amen.
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 What God is trying to say is negate this body.
Yes,
sir. Never let your sense of value of self-worth derived from the body. You are diminishing, you are devaluate your soul. Your soul is higher, greater, more beautiful than this body. Nothing, it can't compare. It can't. That's why when the prophet went to the other side, when he saw them there, he said, I can't even, the word can't express. Beautiful, it's not enough. Understand? Why? Because the life you have is the life of God Himself. You are in the image of God. If even so-called or so perceived beautiful girl want to despise you, if we can even accept that she's beautiful and ask her, the one who created you and make you that beautiful, how beautiful he is himself. If you are like that, how beautiful he is. And me, I got him in my heart. He is in my soul. Can you say amen? What you are calling beautiful, beauty is just rubbish compared to the life I have. Can you say amen? You can't compare the soul to anything here on earth. Nothing. So don't feel depressed or despised or diminished.
I got a friend of mine, if he's following me, maybe he can forgive me. You know that I'm talking about him. I was talking to him one day. Then he was telling me, no, you know, I like to do things perfectly. I say, okay, that's good. I say, because if it's not perfect, you know, someone who is expect, when he look at what I did, he will criticize. I say, and then I say, Dennis, so what? So what? If he criticize, so what? He said, no, I'll feel diminished. He said, that way is your sin. You'll feel diminished because you got criticized. How can you allow criticism diminish you? Your soul is the life of God. Nothing can have the same value. You can criticize me, you can insult me, but it doesn't touch my value. The highest value in the world is God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So it's a mistake. The devil has deceived us. And we start feeling self-worth according to the opinion of people. That's why in the tabernacle, the third part was soundproof. Sound proof.
Amen.
Opinions proof.
Amen.
Ideas of people proof.
Amen.
Public views proof.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Criticism proof.
Amen.
What's there? You don't care because the life there is God Himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why I told you, if you live from your soul, you become soundproof. Criticism proof. Opinions proof. Hallelujah. You know who you are. You know your value. You don't allow anyone to diminish you. Or don't let any standard, human standard, to tell you when you must be diminished or when you must be lifted up or enhanced. No. No clothes. No money. No amount, nothing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what they're trying to do. Give us some models. Oh, that one, he built a company of such millions and billions and what. In 5 years, he becomes a millionaire, billionaires, and what. All those kind of rubbish.
Amen.
It becomes our standard. So if we don't reach that, we feel sorry. We feel sad. We feel depressed. No, brothers and sisters. Those guys don't have that kind of life you have. They will be ready to pay any money to get what you have. Can you say amen? It's because we don't have marketing. marketing strategies. If the Christian could have marketing strategies, churches could be full. Eh? Because what we got, you know how many pills they take to sleep with those billions of dollars? But you sleep without any pill. Even to pray, it's a problem. You sleep so sound, so profound, without any pill. So if that guy come and assist you sleeping, he say, please, can you tell me the secret? How do you manage to sleep like this? Because me, to sleep, it's a battle. It's a struggle. I know, it's true. It's true. So you must be happy. You got many riches that those people don't have. The peace you have. The joy you have. Brother, it's a problem down there. They got billions and they got some counselors. They go for counseling. So that the husband and the wife, they stay together, counseling. But you are together without counseling. Why? Because you got something in your soul. Can you say amen? Those people don't have. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? So we must be like our father. As it's written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. We who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, he considered not his own 100 years old. And you, not even 60. Oh no, but the wrinkles now are coming. But they must come. You thought, what do you think? You think that they'll come? So people go into those aesthetic, what? They change there. Yeah, plastic surgery, because they are afraid. They want to stick to that same image they used to have. But we have a father. Amen. He was 100 years old. Amen. But he refused to consider. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A young man in an old body. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. Oh, the message is powerful. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? He didn't consider his own body. Yes, sir. Though it was dead. Amen. Amen. He refused to look at it.
Hallelujah.
He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Even the deadness of his wife, he refused. And we call him our father. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I'll be young forever since I met Jesus Christ, the eternal life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Amen. And Isaiah 46, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? What is cry this. All flesh is grass. And all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower feathereth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower feathereth. But the word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
And you say, amen. And you got this word of God in your soul. It's forever. So whatever happened to this body, don't consider it. It's a lie. You are young. And while this, you are hitting the body, this word body, another body is forming, is being formed in your image, a perfect image. Can you say amen? That's what he said. Curse be the man that trusteth in man and maketh his flesh his arm. It's not only that you are trusting in someone, even yourself. Don't put trust in your flesh. It's a curse. It's a curse. I'll finish with it. Yeah, with this. You see, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, 18. For which cause we thank not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Can you say amen?
Amen.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
While this outward man is perishing, yet the inward man,
amen,
your soul,
amen,
amen, is renewing day,
amen,
by day.
Can
you say amen? So this one getting old, but that one getting younger and younger and younger, stronger. Amen. You are not your body.
Amen.
You are not your body. That's why I say, if our earthly tabernacle are dissolved, we got an heavenly waiting for us. May God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If we can stand for worship. I don't know if you have that. Oh, I have a mega. Can we sing it?
I have a maker, he for my heart, before even time began, my life was in his hand. He
Let's worship together now. Lift up your souls to him now, my brother and sister.
Oh, I have a father. I
have a father.
He calls me his own. No matter where I go,
Just lift up your soul in his presence and talk to him. Say, Lord, I've neglected my soul. And now I've realized that you have given me a very great gift and perfect gift. I'm coming back to you.
Amen.
As the prodigal son, I'm
Amen.
Coming back to you.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Father, we thank thee for your goodness. Lord, for your kindness, Lord, even in your word tonight. Father, what better place can we be than, Lord, to hear these words of redemption, these words that, Lord, Father, reunite us with thee, O God, these words that place us, Father, positionally, Lord, even in that place, Lord, Father, wherein we were called, Father, these words that, Lord, say that give us, Lord, and an identity. Savior. Oh God, deliver Lord souls, Lord, we pray. The Lord, Father, thou wilt surely be with us, Lord. And thou wilt surely, Lord, Savior, be Lord even in the camp this night, Lord. We give glory unto thee, Lord. As we part with thee, Lord. Let us ponder upon these words of life that thou hast ministered unto us this night. In Jesus' name.
Tis so sweet to trust.
From this place. Charge it. Quickened. Free. From this body. We are not the body. Whatever happened to this body is not us. Oh Lord, thank you for this revelation. Give us the same faith as our father Abraham, who never considered his dead body. Neither the deadness of the womb of Sarah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Let us consider the quality of life you have put in us.
Hallelujah.
Your own life. Your eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Our soul. Created in your image.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that you have heard in every request and you have granted every prayer. As we leave this place, go with us. Keep blessing us, Lord. And bring us, Lord, on Sunday in your presence again. Father, we'll be thankful once again if you visit us again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
I am thinking of the rapture in that blessed home, in the renewal, our gathering in. Now we raise the heavenly anthem in the city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Like snow, free from sin, we shout and I will sing. Oh, our gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with me. We'll shine.